ABC Radio Australia.
As COVID-19 cases in Papua New Guinea continue to rise, with the total number of infections rising to 7,038, one group in Australia is stepping up to help. More than 2,000 Papua New Guineans live in far north Queensland in the city of Cairns. A group of them have now banded together to a COVID assist team that's preparing to send PPE supplies to PNG to help with the outbreak. Marion Farr caught up with a couple of the organisers who are growing very worried about the situation back home.
From her home in Cairns, Margaret Kiungali has been keeping an eye on the COVID-19 numbers in Papua New Guinea.
I think within the last month, straight after the national outcry of the founding father of the country, we realised that the numbers spiked and with the COVID outbreak.
It's been more than a year since she's seen her husband, who is stuck in Port Moresby and unable to return to Australia.
So I think the major concern would be family. We pray and make sure that, and remind them that to stay safe because, you know, anything happens, we can never go home at the rate it is right now with borders closed. So that's my biggest and biggest fear.
As the outbreak worsens, Ms. Kiungali and others in the PNG community of Cairns have decided to turn their worry into action. They've formed a new COVID assist team, which is making plans to send donations of personal protective equipment to PNG to help with the crisis.
Our team was put together just more than a week ago, and we're collecting supplies of masks, personal protective equipment, in other words, towards assisting the people back home.
One of the organisers is Marzio Nidung, who's lived in Cairns for about a decade.
Cairns happens to be the largest PNG community, and so we felt that it was important that we as a community also contribute something.
With direct flights between Cairns and Port Moresby suspended, Ms. Nidung says the logistics of getting supplies to PNG is the biggest challenge. The group has asked the Papua New Guinean High Commissioner in Canberra to help find a solution.
Our concern is we can get these things, but our logistics to send home would be a problem because the borders are closed. A movement of shipping, you know, the tax and levies to be paid and things like that. We're hoping that they'll take note of that and probably help us work around how best to send these things up.
While the majority of known COVID-19 cases in PNG are concentrated in Port Moresby, where testing is more readily available, Ms. Nidung says she's most worried about the remote towns and villages.
We're not sure if awareness is done properly for COVID and going right into the communities. Because in remote communities where there's no access to good information, more than 80% of the rural population, once exposed, will have no idea how to deal with this COVID. And so that's the fear we all have, because we know the situation at home.
The Cairns COVID Assist Team is planning to link up with church networks on the ground to distribute supplies to hard-to-reach communities.
That's where primarily our focus will be for the outside provinces, is to use the church network to disseminate to into the interior of PNG or to the remote parts of PNG, because the church has a good network in place.
The group is also holding a fundraiser breakfast in Cairns this morning, and Margaret Kiungali says the profits will be used to buy masks, gloves, hand sanitizer, and other supplies.
We are inviting the community to come by for breakfast and donate some cash, because it will be better to buy in bulk from the warehouse than individually donating.
While the Cairns community rallies to offer support to PNG, the Australian government is being asked to do more. Last month, Australia sent 8,000 doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine to its closest neighbour, which are now being administered to PNG's frontline workers and politicians. But with restrictions placed on exports from Europe and India, there are concerns about the availability of future vaccine supplies. The PNG Epidemic Response Group, an alliance of health experts and humanitarian organisations in Australia, is calling on the Australian government to commit to sending 1 million of its locally made doses to PNG. Marcio Nidung says any support Australia can offer will be welcomed in Papua New Guinea.
Over the years, Australia's always helped, and we feel apart from all the other help, the COVID help is important too. And I think people are grateful.
Cairns COVID Assist Coordinator Margaret Kiangali ending that report by Marion Farr.